And when you're going to go out for a ride on a horse, what is it you do? You
get on.
But you're going to put the apparatus.
Oh,
on
strat the harness. Going to harness him up.
Have you ever heard of any other word than harness? And the things you put your feet in.
Stirrups.
And this one is pretty far out, but the horse on the left of a pair of horses that you're driving, is there any special term for that?
No.
How about the, what is it you drive with?
The reins.
And a little shift here. Someone who lives down the road, he said, don't know exactly how far it is. But
oh, down the road a piece.
Okay. Just a little.
Little ways.
Okay. But piece is a familiar expression.
Yes.
Okay. But if it's a lot more than that, you say, well, we've still got a...
Oh, we've got a far piece to go. I've heard that.
And what do you call the trenches cut by the plow out in the field?
The furrows.
And if you're talking about having a real good harvest,
have a good crop,
and if it's this
not too good a yield this year,
how about
beans?
Now, if you had a piece of land that you wanted to do something with, you'd say but it was in its native state more or less, you'd say, well, last year we
plowed this.
Or to begin with, you got rid of the trees and so on. Last year we...
Oh, we cleared this.
You say, talking about coming out of a bad place a little bit in your life, but you think it's all over now. You say all the trouble's over. I don't think we're going to see any more trouble.
For a spell.
Now, if you... Sometimes farmers cut the hay once and then plant again and get another round of it. What do you call that second time?
That'd be the second crop.
Now, after you cut wheat, what do you do with it? What does farmer do with it? Put it in the small...
Oh, you mean the wheat, the shocks?
Shocks are even smaller than that. Shocks might be a bunch of... bundles make any sense? Okay. Sheaf?
No.
Okay. Now, speaking of the wheat after it's been harvested, you say, well, we got 40 or 60.
That's the yield to the acre. Just had a report last night, the fellow that farms our land out there.
And you got...
And it was like, and I know after we left, I said, well, 49, almost 50 bushel to the acre wasn't bad.
Uh-huh.
So the man told us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bushel
right.
To the acre. Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of corn or wheat, anything you call a shock?
No.
No, okay. Speaking of oats and the harvesting of oats, you'd say,